AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Italian ships and planes scrambling to find survivors of a migrant ship that's capsized north of Libya in the Mediterranean. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports up to 700 people were crammed onto that boat.
What we know is that a fishing boat did capsize north of Libya. A massive sea and air search and rescue operation is underway. But the exact toll, we don't know. News reports say so far only 28 people have been rescued.
There's been a huge jump in migrants from across Africa leaving from Libya for Italy this year. Estimated 900 have died trying to make the crossing in overcrowded and unsafe ships and boats. In about an hour, a ceremony will get underway in Oklahoma City to mark the 20th anniversary of the bombing that killed 168 people. Bud Welch, whose daughter Julie was killed that day in 1995, says he's learned to forgive the bomber Timothy McVeigh and his accomplice Terry Nichols.
That does not mean that I have forgotten Julie. I have not. I have not gotten over the loss of her, because a parent never gets over that when they lose a child.
Serious problems uncovered inside a key FBI forensics unit. AP's Mike Gracia tells us more.
In a stunning admission, the Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit gave flawed testimony in nearly every trial in which they offered evidence over more than 20 years prior to 2000. The Washington Post reports in over 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far, examiners overstated forensic matches in a manner that favored prosecutors. That includes cases where 32 defendants were sentenced to death, 14 of which were executed or died in prison. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Post reports hundreds of defendants and federal and state prosecutors have been told. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential hopefuls find a common theme in New Hampshire.
Senator Rand Paul said Clinton's handling of Benghazi and other matters while Secretary of State should preclude her from holding higher office.
I'm starting to worry that when Hillary Clinton travels, there's going to need to be two planes, one for her and her entourage and one for her baggage.
Carly Fiorina said Clinton has nothing to run on.
She does not have a track record of accomplishment.
And there was this from Senator Lindsey Graham.
This listening tour is something out of North Korea. Would you like to meet the dear leader and ask him anything you would like?
Clinton will be here in New Hampshire tomorrow and Tuesday. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Clinton is also courting the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Her campaign says she wants campaign financing limits, constitutional protection of same-sex marriage, as well as driver's licenses for people in the country illegally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.